Hi, my name is Diane McKay, and I'm here to talk to you today about pregnancy and transplant recipients, principally kidney transplant recipients. Now, the first transplant that was ever reported in a kidney transplant recipient was back in 1963. And at that time, doctors told their patients they should not get pregnant after they've had a kidney transplant. But women didn't read the literature, and they got pregnant anyway. And so over the years, the numbers of kidney transplant recipients markedly increased. And now it's a common occurrence. There, along with the increase in numbers of kidney transplants recipients that are having babies, and now patients with heart transplants, lung transplants, even small bowel transplants, liver transplants, can safely become pregnant. Registries have grown up around the world to collect data on the outcomes of pregnancy in transplant recipients. And one of the largest registries is here in the United States. It's called the National Transplantation Pregnancy Registry. And as I said, it's here in the United States. And this was developed by Dr. Vincent Armenti many years ago. And this is our primary source of information about the outcomes of pregnancy in this transplant population. Now, we consider pregnancy in transplant recipients as a partnership between the patient's doctor and the patient. And that partnership is very important for a number of reasons, for primarily assuring the safety of the pregnancy. It begins with contraceptive counseling. And that counseling begins at the time that the patient comes in for a transplant evaluation. And because women who have end-stage organ disease often cannot become pregnant. They're, for the most part, anovulatory. But shortly after a woman receives a successful transplant, she begins to ovulate and she becomes pregnant very easily. And so we don't want to have an unintended pregnancy due to risks for the baby and the mother. So it's a partnership that begins early between the mother, the potential mother, and her obstetrician. Questions come up about when is it safe to have a pregnancy after transplantation. Well, are women waiting to get a kidney transplant are waiting for longer and longer periods of time on the list, and they're becoming older. And menopause occurs at a much earlier age after with end-stage renal disease than in the normal population, on the average about 5 years earlier than expected. Therefore, the reproductive life of a woman may be limited. Old data used to say you had to wait up to 2 years after a kidney transplant to become pregnant. Newer data says that as long as the mother is not taking phytotoxic medications, she might be able to become pregnant as early as 6 months. And certainly by a year, in most cases, it's felt to be safe to become pregnant. This, again, is a discussion that occurs in partnership with the woman and her doctor, not only her obstetrician, but her nephrologist and her transplant nephrologist. We're often asked about what are the risks of pregnancy to the mother, and really what are the risks of pregnancy to the unborn baby. To the mother, there's several risks that have been identified. One is the risk of hypertension, and that's generally our patients have chronic hypertension, so this becomes accelerated hypertension. Along with this, the risk of preeclampsia is a consideration, although some studies have suggested the risk of preeclampsia in a woman with good kidney function is not necessarily higher than the general population. The risks of rejection are considered. As long as a woman has good kidney function at the time that she becomes pregnant, and that good kidney function has been defined in several studies to be a creatinine less than 1.5 and having less than 500 milligrams of protein in her urine, that then she is, then the rejection, the risk of rejection is no different than the risk prior to pregnancy. That said, it's very important to understand that women can reject their kidney transplants while they're pregnant, because during the pregnancy, especially during the second trimester of pregnancy, the levels of immunosuppressive medications drop, and they can drop quite precipitously. And so unless you're following your patient quite closely, at our center we follow our patients about every 2 weeks during their pregnancy, you can have unintended drop in immunosuppressive blood levels, and the woman can ultimately reject. And it's often difficult to detect rejection because there's not much of a change in serum creatinine due to the change of volume distribution during pregnancy. So just in summary, the rate of rejection, as long as immunosuppressive drug levels are maintained, is probably no different than in the pre-pregnancy state. The risk of graft loss also is not different than in the pre-pregnancy state, as long as the woman starts with good graft function. And again, that's been defined by a serum creatinine of less than 1.5, but we don't have good data on glomerular filtration rates. That data has just not been collected. But generally, the graft loss is not a concern, or the concern for graft loss is not very high in women with good renal function. Now, what about the effects on the baby? Well, there have been congenital defects that have been associated with the use of certain immunosuppressive medications, mycophenolate, for instance. And the use of mycophenolate during pregnancy has now been established as fetotoxic. It causes head and neck deformities in the baby. There are other potential defects that we have to consider based on animal models, and these are neurocognitive defects and immune defects. So far in humans, these defects have not shown up, but they haven't been studied. I have to tell you, there is a huge lack of information on the outcomes for babies after pregnancy, especially for women that are exposed to immunosuppressants during pregnancy. It's not clear what the outcomes are. Okay, so when we have someone come into the office, we have a woman come into the office who's interested in becoming pregnant after her kidney transplant, we make sure that we are discussing the outcomes, the potential outcomes, with the mother, the potential mother, and her partner. We discuss maternal risks, such as hypertension, risk of rejection, graft loss. We discuss what we know about fetal risks, such as congenital defects, neurocognitive, potential neurocognitive, and potential immune defects. And we tell the mother and the partner that we are not sure about the ultimate long-term effects of in utero exposure to immunosuppressants on the offspring. I would encourage you, if you're interested in doing research in this area, to consider that this is a very open area for research. There's a lot that we don't know. And I also encourage everyone who takes care of patients who are pregnant after a kidney transplant, or any transplant that, for that matter, to report your data to the National Transplantation Pregnancy Registry. Thank you.